Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We do it every day at this time, every Monday at this time. Colin right or Colin was wrong, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Doesn't matter how well LeBron and AD play. They're not beating Denver. They've lost 9 straight because Denver's starting five is too good and too deep and too consistent. The Nuggets beat the Lakers the same way every time they play. There'll be spurts. 1, 2, or 3, and Denver jet fuels it for a 10-0 run. And in the end of the game, Jokic is just better. Plus, LeBron runs out of gas at this point in his career, and when he does, he gets sloppy. Jokic does not run out of gas. Denver's a better team, and when I suggested they may want to duck the Nuggets because of the repercussions if they get swept again, that was on display.
Where Colin was wrong.
It's not that the Suns lost. They were 3-0 against the T-Wolves in the regular season. They weren't even competitive. It looked like they were poorly constructed. I mean, Booker no-showed. What happened to Beal? The T-Wolves, top to bottom, more physical. Defensive lapses. KD gave you points, not much else. I said I'll take Phoenix in this series, but, I mean, after watching that game, I don't know if the Suns are constructed. It also illustrates the difference between the regular season and the postseason, because that was a 2-hour and 30-minute mismatch.
Where Colin was right?
Dame time delivered. When the Bucks made that move, I said I love Drew Holiday, but it's the right move to make, because he is a Steph Curry-level scorer from the perimeter, and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday can't give you that. I just wish the Bucks would let Dame set the tempo more than they allow him to set the tempo. 35 points by a little guy and a half is remarkable. And this is what he created. I've said before, take out Steph Curry. You've got one shot to win a game in the NBA. I would choose Dame. I think he's that good. I think he's a first ballot guy. If Steph Curry did not exist, he would be the great small scorer, arguably, in the last 10 years.
Where Colin was wrong.
Anthony Edwards, best player on the floor, took over things for the T-Wolves. I said Friday, I worry that he's going to become Dominique Wilkins. Dynamic, spectacular, but historically overshadowed with all the great players around him and no titles. But boy, he was something. Lot of energy. We know he's dynamic. We know he's hyper-athletic. But verbal, firing the crowd up, talking trash to KD, he looked pretty good. He may have been the best player playing basketball this weekend.
Where Colin was right.
Three excellent, steady ESPN reporters reported on Bill Belichick. What we said is that we didn't think he was going to get a head coaching job because his inability to work well with others. And we find out that that was Atlanta's primary concern, that Robert Kraft, although not burying him, did talk to Arthur Blank and say, we didn't really trust him. He was about Bill and doing what Bill wanted. He was not, we discover, a top three candidate for the Atlanta Falcons job. And again, no matter how great you are, you can rule with an iron fist when you're winning, but when you're losing, you look outdated and difficult. And fair or not, that's how Bill Belichick is perceived today by owners and general managers.
Where Colin was wrong.
I never loved the James Harden move to the Clippers, but he does lubricate that offense. And one of the reasons I was skeptical is this franchise needs to win in the playoffs, and he is really disappointing at times in the playoffs. But he had 20 points in the first half, and Dallas had no answer. He was the best player on the floor. He was 4-for-6 from three. And, that move to get James Harden felt like it paid off yesterday. He was magnificent.
Where Colin was right.
In my five bold NBA predictions last week, I had the Lakers in and the Warriors out in the play-in games. The Warriors are too Steph reliant. I think Pods and Kuminga are excellent young players, but they're not ready to help you in April and May, and the Warriors season ends after a brief play-in experiment.
Where Colin was wrong.
What's up with the Dodgers? Now, we knew their bullpen wasn't their strength, but they're 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost series to the Nats, the Padres, and the Mets. Home runs, no longer leading baseball. Runs scored, no longer leading baseball. It is a top-heavy lineup. Dave Roberts is a nice guy. Is he the guy to lead a star-filled roster? That's up for debate. But the Dodgers, for the last 2 weeks, have been a major disappointment.
Where Colin was right.
Caitlin Clark sold more Indiana Fever jerseys in one day than the Dallas Cowboys sold last year for the entire team. This is what I've said. It's no criticism of women's college basketball. It will come back down to earth. She is a Tiger Woods or an MJ. For whatever reasons, she galvanized the country. Every game after she played would lose 40 to 60% of the ratings. Women's college basketball is much better than it was years ago, and it's a quality sport that's getting better. But these numbers, these merchandise sales, I do believe she will finally make the WNBA a profitable league, which to this point, it hasn't been. Nothing against women's basketball, and it was nothing against golf. But when a Tiger Woods rolls in or a Caitlin Clark, they change everything.
Where Colin was right.
Said a year ago, Clippers need to move off Kawhi Leonard. He's a great player, but they didn't play him against Dallas, and it was one of the Clippers' great playoff performances ever. I don't think he's foundational. He's nonverbal. He's not a leader. You don't quite know what you're going to get him or when you're going to get him. Again, I'm not doubting he could add him as some icing to a really good cake. He can't be the cake. And he's out. Paul George, Westbrook, James Harden, Zubac look just fine, hammering a very good Dallas team. Where Colin's right, where Colin's wrong, plenty of both on a Monday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Here we go. It is a Friday. What a night it was. NFL draft. Some quirky turns, odd moves, right? Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Well, well, well. People are freaking out that an NFL team in a bad division now has two good quarterbacks. Oh, the shame. Should have drafted another linebacker, a tight end, a right tackle. It's amazing what people freak out about, J-Mac. It's amazing.
So you're not freaking out, huh? If I'm a Falcons fan, I'm not feeling great this morning.
Okay. Let me start with this. Every great asset in America, mansions, yachts, a Bentley, your life, has insurance. But the difference is you pay into that insurance forever and never really cash it out. You know what else needs insurance? NFL teams at quarterback, Michael Penix. But the difference with this insurance policy, you'll pay into it for a year, and then it potentially will pay you for the next 15 and make you rich. And that's a bad investment. It's an insurance policy for a year, and then it's going to pay you potentially year 2 to year 15. Who cares if Kirk Cousins upset that they drafted Michael Penix? Aaron Rodgers was upset when they drafted Jordan Love. Favre was upset when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And they're both better than Kirk Cousins. And they were both in their prime. Kirk's not. Who cares if he's upset? He's made more money, seriously, than Brady at quarterback. He'll get over it. This is not a catastrophe. When's the last time you heard a team say this? We have the best quarterback in our division and maybe the best backup in the NFL. That's a problem. For the record, you know who teams didn't move up to get? J.J. McCarthy. Even Minnesota liked him, moved up one spot. Reportedly, Seattle, the Raiders, and the Saints all tried to move up into the top 10 to get Penix. I'm sorry. A disaster is paying Dak $385 million, which the Cowboys may do in a year. Paying Kirk Cousins off an Achilles surgery at 36 in a bad division, $180 million. Getting him to play for a year, win 10, 11 games, and then he gets beat out by Penix. That's a disaster? Again, Green Bay a few years ago, with Aaron in his late prime, moved up to a quarterback that two of my GM friends didn't like, Jordan Love. Atlanta just stayed put. Kirk Cousins is 36. What if Kirk Cousins coming back, and he's never been mobile, what if he comes back off this Achilles surgery at 36 and he's less mobile? Does Penix look like a horrible pick then? What if Kirk Cousins gets hurt again? 66 quarterbacks. 66 quarterbacks played last year. It is the only position worth over a point. In the worst division in football, having the best backup in the league is a catastrophe? This is something else nobody's talking about. Kirk Cousins, and we think it was a good pickup, is going to win the division. It's a good roster. Well, this is a great quarterback class, and Atlanta has a top 10 pick. Next year's not a very good quarterback class, and the chances are Atlanta is going to win too many games to have a top 10 to 15 pick. So would you rather them pick a linebacker who's not worth half a point, Kirk Cousins gets hurt or doesn't look good in camp, you think it's a bad pick then? Atlanta next year is going to be drafting 15 or below in a bad quarterback class. And you're going to watch Kirk Cousins win the division, probably lose first round of the playoffs to Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Dallas, somebody, Rams. And you're going to be like, God, I wish we had a young quarterback. Now you do. If you passed on him, you don't. That rises to a catastrophe. It's $180 million. It's a front-loaded contract. If he gives you a year starting and gets you to the playoffs, hallelujah. A second one, you stole him. You got teams in this league. Joe Burrow's making a fortune. He can't stay healthy. And I love Joe Burrow. Can't stay healthy. 4 years in a row hurt. Dak's going to make almost $400 million. $180 on a front-loaded contract and the best backup in the league, and that's wearing you out? They brought Kirk Cousins in to galvanize the team. But what if he doesn't? He's 36. He's never been athletic. He's off of surgery. We saw last year the Minnesota Vikings had to trade for a backup Josh Dobbs in season. They were so desperate. That's where you want to be? If Kirk Cousins gets hurt, you're trading for a backup? Or you have Michael Penix? I'm okay in the NBA overdrafting shooters. I'm okay in the NFL for a year maybe overdrafting at quarterback. Kirk Cousins, you liked the pick. When they got Kirk Cousins, you liked it. I liked it. And you like Michael Penix. They're together. Kind of odd for a year, but this is a great quarterback draft class. Most quarterbacks ever drafted, right? First round. And next year's a bad quarterback draft class. And Atlanta's going to be too good. Raheem Morris, the coach, explained it after.
It was pretty simple for us. When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And at some point, you got to find a way to have that succession plan in place. And just so happened, it poses itself tonight.
What you don't want to be in the NFL is quarterback light. What I'm okay with you being in the NFL is for a year a little quarterback heavy. I'm okay with that. Patrick Mahomes was drafted with Alex Smith. Jordan Love drafted with Aaron Rodgers in his late prime. Aaron drafted Favre in his late prime. I'm okay. Green Bay's figured out the quarterback thing. Be very careful about having a definitive opinion on quarterbacks. Take it from somebody who's been burned on Sam Darnold. It's amazing. There were people booing the Josh Allen pick. incredulous about the Lamar Jackson pick and loved the Zach Wilson pick. I like Kirk Cousins. I like Michael Penix. I'm okay for a year if they're together. In a bad division. In a league where 66 quarterbacks played last year. Every insurance policy, every asset has one. The bigger the asset, the more expensive insurance. This, however, is an insurance policy that within a year will pay you. You won't pay into it. All right, so Bo Nix went to Denver. We sort of called that. I like it. I think he works in Denver with Peyton. And J.J. McCarthy went to Minnesota. Don't love J.J. McCarthy, but I loved any quarterback that went to Minnesota, so I think it'll work. And here's what's interesting. So Jim Harbaugh came out. Right? Harbaugh came out well before the draft. J.J. McCarthy, that's the best quarterback I've seen. You know who didn't buy it? The league. The Giants need a quarterback. Nah. Atlanta could have had him. Nah. New England could have had him. Nah. Washington could have had him. Nah. Chicago could have had him. J.J. McCarthy wasn't viewed the same way Penix was. And everybody was selling you on McCarthy, and the league wasn't buying it. But four teams, including Atlanta, wanted Penix. Penix throws a better deep ball. Penix had to carry lesser talent. So I got nothing against J.J. McCarthy. But his comp is Alex Smith. And Alex Smith was as good as where he landed. All right? So J.J. McCarthy is going to succeed because of where he landed, not because he's an uber talent. Even Minnesota, who liked him, did you notice? We all predicted they'd move up. They didn't. They didn't. They sat there and said, all right, New England, go get him. They didn't. Go ahead, Giants, go get him. They didn't. Atlanta, we hear you want a quarterback. They didn't. Finally, they moved up one slot, gave up middle to late picks to get their guy. I believe Minnesota really wanted Drake May, but New England said, all right, three first, couple seconds, and it was too rich. I know two different teams last night that tried to move up for Brock Bowers. The Rams, one of the teams. I think Indy is the other. So people were trying to make moves last night. People were moving up for Brock Bowers. The Rams wanted to move into the top 10 for Brock Bowers. Nobody was willing to move into the top 10 for J.J. McCarthy. So I think he's going to succeed. I think it's going to work. And I think Bo Nix, who reminds me a little bit of Drew Brees at Purdue, coachable, a lot of starts, moves well. I think he's going to be fine. Fit is everything in this league. But be very careful about this pre-draft stuff. It's all manipulation. A lot of people wanted you to believe there was massive urgency with J.J. McCarthy, and there wasn't. Even the team that eventually got him moved up one spot. One spot. Look at all the teams that could have had him. And again, I think it's going to work. Here's Kevin O'Connell after the pick.
J.J. was a guy, you know, very, very early in the process. Obviously, coming off of a national championship, guys won at every level he's been at. And then when you really dive into the tape and some of the things that I really look for and really emphasize in my evaluation process, there was a lot to really like about J.J.'s tape. And that was before, you know, he absolutely crushed the process, tacked it every step of the way, you know, a competitor and a guy that believes very strongly that, you know, the best football is out in front of him, and he's going to work like crazy to make that happen.
The furnished apartment of the draft for quarterbacks was Minnesota. Whoever they drafted, I said, will succeed. Whoever New England drafted, Drake May, probably doesn't. And I feel that with both this morning, though I like May as a prospect over J.J. McCarthy. Fit matters in life and sports and business, and I think McCarthy fits. Any of these young quarterbacks fit in Minnesota. So, by the way, your Jets showed real maturity last night. I think also last night was an awakening by the league. So I've been on this for a long time. I think you have pivoted to this over the last couple of years. It's an offensive league. Hire offensive coaches. If you have to overdraft quarterback, do it. First 14 picks, all offense. And people were moving up to get a tight end. What does that tell you? So it's an offensive league. People finally figured it out. When in doubt, go offense. And when in doubt, get a tackle. And I thought the Jets, you know, the Jets, you could argue, needed a tight end, needed a receiver, and it showed real maturity. Because as I said yesterday, there's only one thing that guarantees the Jets are viable in week 17, week 18. One thing, and it's not Brock Bowers. It's that Aaron Rodgers is upright, and Brock Bowers doesn't ensure that. Getting a Penn State tackle that hasn't allowed a sack as a starter in a good conference does a much better job of ensuring that. That was a mature, well-done pick. He's not a mauler. There's a lot better run blockers. He is a pass protector.
Yeah.
Aaron doesn't need protection on running plays. He needs it on passing plays. So I thought, well done. Don't know how good the kid's going to be, but that's the right pick for the Jets.
Yeah, restraint from the Jets. Smart. I mean, basically the opposite of what the Atlanta Falcons did. I was super happy with my New York Jets last night. As for the Falcons, Colin. I can't believe you're defending them. I'm stunned. Even though we both like Penix. That was one of the most insane draft moves I've ever seen in my time being an NFL fan and working here and having the website. It's just crazy.
When Kirk Cousins goes down week four, it won't look so terrible.
Well, Colin, how long have they known they were drafting eighth? Back in January? Mm-hmm. So why would you pay Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed dollars only to go draft another quarterback and now pit these guys essentially against each other? Kirk Cousins looking over his back from right now.
Because this staff wants to win now. And Cousins with these weapons ensures you will win now. Penix ensures with experience where quarterbacks that sit tend to do better. Mm. He ensures, or at least elevates the percentage he ensures, winning later. Kirk wins now. Michael with watching wins later. So it's a two-tiered plan. Win now with Kirk, year and a half. Win later with Michael. But for the record, this team does not get into the top 10 of the draft picks next year in a bad quarterback class.
Well, I mean, you got the fourth best quarterback in the draft, right, at 8? You don't think you get the fourth best quarterback at like 22 next year?
Yeah, but the problem is the fourth to fifth best quarterback this year, the sixth best quarterback this year, maybe better than the second next year. That's the way the history of the draft works.
We'll see, but one final question on this. So what happens if Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles? He's not 100%. He's not ready to go week one. Hey, we're just going to rest. And Michael Penix starts in week one, and Michael Penix is great.
Oh, yeah, what a great problem to have.
Well,
that's like people that complain, I paid $2 million in taxes.
No. $100 million in taxes.
Again,
Kirk Cousins, $100
million. Best problem in the world to have in the NFL. We had to start our rookie quarterback. He was really good.
I mean, he's not going to be C.J. Stroud. We know that. But, I mean, he'll be better than Bryce Young. But then you got a quarterback controversy. And you know what they say? If you got two quarterbacks, you have zero quarterbacks.
If Michael Penix has to start and is great, you don't have any controversy. Say, Kirk, we're going to play the kid. Deal with it. Enjoy the cash. You don't even have to come to practice. Just enjoy the cash. We found our guy. I mean, I'm telling you. That is got rich guys that complain about taxes. That's a great problem to have. Michael Penix start game one and rolls. Wow, what a problem. You want to know what problems look like? Who's throwing the ball to Brock Bowers with the Raiders? That's what a problem.
Well, that's certainly
in a division with Reed, Justin Herbert, and now Sean's got his quarterback.
So who you got, Falcons winning the division or Saints?
Yes, Falcons are going to win the division, I think, going away.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook,
an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, somebody that was in 10 of these war rooms of the Arizona Cardinal, probably more when he was scouting, Steve Keim, my buddy, former NFL GM for the Arizona Cardinals from 2013 to 2022, Patrick Peterson, Honey Badger, Buda Baker, Kyler Murray, Calais Campbell. So let's start with Penix. I said earlier, I'm never going to bag on you for drafting another shooter in the NBA or being quarterback heavy in the NFL. People are sort of outraged by it, and I'm like, Kirk's coming off a surgery.
Right.
Did it bother you?
Not at all. I actually love the pick. Again, like you just said it, Colin, 35-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles. And to me, Michael Penix Jr. was the best natural pure passer in this draft.
You told me that months ago.
Smooth stroke, tremendous anticipation, great ball placement. I thought, again, you can talk about the injuries all you want, which, again, is forecasting. I can't forecast all those injuries. But I can tell you right now, from a pure passing standpoint, the guy's exceptional.
What about the money? People say, you know, I said my bigger issue is Dak Prescott getting $380 million, not Kirk getting $180.
Right.
It's a heavily front-loaded contract. Does that mean probably, listen, after a year, I would say year one is Kirk. But what if at Thanksgiving, Kirk goes down, has a bad stretch. Would you go with Penix?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the money that that Denver is eating with Russell Wilson. I mean, there's business decisions that you have to make. And again, there's no better problem to have than a young quarterback being successful.
Yeah. So now, J.J. McCarthy, I didn't love him. I think he'll work in Minnesota. The draft illustrated that there wasn't this wild scramble to move up. Even Minnesota moved up. There were a lot of smoke screens in this draft.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, best quarterback, got to go number one. That's just Jim wanting to create urgency so he can move down. In the end, didn't the draft tell us that more people like Penix than J.J. McCarthy?
I don't think there's any question. I mean, to me, it just showed what the real market was. And I think that that's the thing that, you know, we do as the media. We create some of these thought processes when in reality you watch the tape and the tape tells you what a player is. You know, and to me, again, just based on instincts and the feel for the game, Michael Penix Jr., as far as the pure passing skills, was exceptional and really fits in what the NFL is looking for. J.J. McCarthy is a winner, though. You cannot hide from the fact that he is a winner. He operates the offense at extreme high level. I know people talk about system quarterbacks. To me, a system quarterback is a lot of guys that operate at a high level. And if J.J. McCarthy can do that at this level, which he played in pro offense in college, I think he'll have a chance to be a good player as well.
Yeah, I mean, I went and looked at the draft previews of J.J. McCarthy several months ago. They all said, at this point, game manager.
Yes.
None of Penix has said that.
Yeah.
There were concerns about him, but he was not viewed as a game manager. He was viewed as a great deep ball thrower.
Yes.
Concerns about his underneath stuff. I always said, I'll take a quarterback I got to teach a drag route to,
right.
But you can't make Tua have a great deep ball. Like,
that's right.
I can't teach that.
Yeah.
Bo Nix at 12. Now, I don't know what the comp is, but I tend to think with Sean Payton, it will work.
Yep.
What do you think on that?
No, I think he went to the perfect place, just like J.J. McCarthy. I think he went to the perfect offense, you know, with a great play caller. I think Sean will put him in a position to succeed. You know, the kid has tremendous leadership skills. He's another guy who's a football junkie. His dad was a football coach, was also a quarterback. I think sometimes when we get on Bo Nix, it's because of his struggles previously at Auburn, which I think is hard to do. Look, when you look at the second pick in the draft, Jaden Daniels, who did not play particularly well at Arizona State at times. So both of those guys got to better football programs, got coached in a way where they could improve their game and really help their stock.
I remember this about Bo Nix. He was a freshman at Auburn. Oregon came in with Justin Herbert, and they were favored to beat Auburn. And Bo Nix, as a freshman, had the game-winning drive late.
Yeah.
And I remember, at the time, I'm like, who's Bo Nix? In fact, I was mad. I said, Oregon, you can't lose to a freshman.
Right.
So Bo Nix was a highly touted guy who, by the way, I think there's value in transferring better program, better players, and flourishing, and that's
right.
What he did.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, I don't love the portal, but at the same time, some of those opportunities that we've seen, like a guy like Bo Nix, I think it certainly has paid off.
People are very critical of Buffalo moving back. Now, first pick in the second round, they have all day and all night to negotiate. It didn't bother me. Your take on wide receivers, their needs moving back.
Yeah, I mean, I always love the top of two anyways, you know, because you always have that time, as you talked about, to really judge what's left on the board. Sometimes there are guys that maybe slipped out of the first round that should have been first-round picks, and certainly a lot of good players. I mean, who's to say Ladd McConkey's not going to be better than Xavier Worthy? he may be when it's all said and done. But, you know, I think probably the biggest thing that I would have had a concern is here is a team that you're chasing, and the Bills chasing the Chiefs. And it's almost like a mind trick a little bit that they're trading with the team that they're chasing, you know. And I'm not to say that the Bills shouldn't have stood pat and took Xavier Worthy, but the Kansas City Chiefs had already gotten Hollywood Brown, who's a very similar player in the offseason. So another speed guy, another undersized, sort of lean, linear guy.
Yeah.
You know, Worthy reminds me a little bit of DeSean Jackson coming out of Cal.
Okay, there you go. So that's your comp. Because to me, he's a track guy that's a bit small.
Yep.
I do worry sometimes if those guys can get off the line, injuries. But
yes.
You like Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, for what it's worth, you know, he's a speed guy that's going to uncover and create big-time plays down the field. Now, the biggest difference is can he get gritty? Can he play between the hashes? That's the real question.
So the Bronc Bowers pick is interesting. So outside a receiver, the number one miss first-round position is tight end.
Yeah.
Bowers is exceptional.
Yes.
The Raiders needed a quarterback.
Yep.
Instead of moving up, they went tight end. Are you? He's good, but that's not generally a position of need, or is it?
I think if you have a game changer, it can be. You know, particularly for a team like the Raiders, who took the best player available is really what they did. You know, I know that the Raiders were disappointed because I know they wanted Jaden Daniels, and I know they also would have taken Michael Penix Jr. if he would have fell.
Yeah, you heard that too.
Yeah, so their inability to get up to get Penix probably is a real head-scratcher, yet at the same time, to be able to take a guy like Brock Bowers, you know, if you're playing with a mediocre quarterback or a guy who's average at best, there's nothing like having a guy like Brock Bowers to help that quarterback play.
You hosted the show last night with Jay Glazer, LeVar, Rob Stone, the Fox Sports Radio draft show last night. When you're in, I've only been in the draft room one time. You know, you go through, I am sure, five or six run-throughs on this.
Yes.
Do you ever get caught off guard? Are like when these situations happen, we tend to think everything's thought out, but we're, I mean, Atlanta takes Penix.
Yes.
Did you ever have a sense of stuff that was going to happen, or were you ever truly surprised?
Well, I generally felt like I kind of had a feel for it. Yet at the same time, there was one year, I think I was picking 19 or 18, and I'll never forget, there were four players that I coveted. I mean, that I really, really wanted bad. And then at 19, those four players were still there at like 15. So I think, okay, we got a chance to get one of them. All four of those players went right before I picked. All of them. And you want to talk about a sick feeling. So I'm sitting there. Matter of fact, I was picking a 20. And then we traded back with the Saints. We took Damon Buchanan, who ended up having a decent career early on. And then we took John Brown with the third round pick that we, you know, acquired from that trade.
Yeah.
Who was a good receiver for some time.
Yeah. You could see when Jacksonville moved back yesterday, they wanted Brian Thomas.
Yes.
Because Ridley left. And you could see they were praying Pittsburgh didn't take him.
Yep.
And Pittsburgh has a history of landing quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, Jaden Daniels goes two. So I thought that was the pick. Did you at two?
Yeah.
Why over Drake May?
Well, you know, I knew Cliff really liked him. And to me, Drake May was a guy that was in that number two spot the whole offseason until sort of the lead up to the draft. I think that Drake May maybe didn't have as good an offseason in terms of the workouts, the measurables, and all those different things. I felt like he was a little careless with the football. You know, sort of turning the ball over. And I don't think he took the Carolina program to a higher level that he should have for being a top-notch quarterback.
Yeah.
And I thought Jaden Daniels played it just flawless his senior year at LSU.
Yeah, the you know, it's funny about quarterbacks. Where they land matters a lot. I thought there was an argument to be made for New England to get the roster right.
Yep.
And then go get a free agent quarterback next year. The ghost of Brady still hangs over that franchise. They go get Drake May with a weak roster, and also he's the least refined of these guys.
Yeah.
Does that worry you?
Yeah, you know, there's something about Drake May that's just sort of reminded me of a guy like Kyle Bowler coming out of Cal, or even like a Blaine Gabbert coming out of Missouri. Has all the physical attributes, looks the part, is a very, very smart guy, good upside, yet at the same time, is it there? Does he have it?
Right.
And to me, with the quarterbacks, if you don't have that it factor, it's going to be hard to be successful in this league.
And you knew it with Kyler immediately when you got it.
Yeah, it felt like just Kyler was just a baller. You know, he just had that sort of confidence that he was the best on the field at all times.
All right. Steve Keim joining us for our radio audience. So when you look, so now you have time and you're Buffalo, and you're sort of sizing everything up. What if, and Buffalo does need a receiver, Washington Huskies still have two, Texas, I would argue A.D. Mitchell, many people like him over Worthy at Texas, there's receivers everywhere in this draft. Do you think Buffalo, with the first pick, is getting calls this morning to move back?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. You know, generally, I've had the first pick in the second round. That pick is highly coveted. And we're talking about probably anywhere from, I'm guessing, Colin, 6 to 8 teams are probably calling to try to get up to that spot. Because there are still guys on some people's boards that are top 15 picks for them. You know, a few years ago, I traded up in high in the second round for Buda Baker, who was a safety out of Washington that I loved.
Yeah.
And I had a first-round grade on him, so I traded up to the very top of the second round, was able to acquire Buda, and the rest is history. I think he's been to 5 or 6 Pro Bowls.
Yeah. So, you know, it is funny how people are viewed. Do you follow any of the draft stuff and the experts? You're watching all this stuff? Because, listen, I think most of the time, you know, the draft people are mostly onto it. Obviously, Penix was much more highly thought of than McCarthy. That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
But by and large, did you ever have a moment in the draft when you, well, you just said this, that
you thought you may have been on an island with a player. Like, everybody liked Buddha to some degree.
Yeah,
Buddha was a hell of a player. Safeties don't usually go in the first round.
That's
Kyle Hamilton did.
That's right.
But do you ever feel and second-guess yourself thinking, you know, I like this guy, and nobody like none of these draft previews. Did you rely on scouts, your intuition? What is Buffalo doing right now?
You know, I was hoping that the scouts would sort of drive guys up to me that they liked, that maybe even were. And you know, as a general manager, you want people to be emphatic about their opinion. You don't want them to just get with the herd and just do what everybody else, no pun intended, to do what everybody else is doing. You want people to have their own original opinions, and that's what you get paid for as a scout. But, you know, for me, I always relied on my gut and my instincts, you know, which was the big part of it. You have to do that as an evaluator. And look, listen, I mean, the best quarterback in the game early in the draft process was not thought of as a top 15 pick. Patrick Mahomes early on was thought to go in the second round. Texas Tech had some poor habits, was not always mechanically sound, and there were some questions about him. I throw on the tape, and I'm like, this guy's going top 10. There's no doubt. It's good. Eventually, the right people are going to see him on tape, and he's going to climb the ranks, and he obviously did, and Kansas City traded up for him, and the rest is history.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. Josh Allen was the third pick. Justin Herbert, a lot of people like Tua more than him. Is there anything with all these team drafting quarterbacks? The sizes are different. The shapes are different. The arm talent is different.
Yep.
Is there anything with quarterback, what Washington, New England, Minnesota, Denver, like I think Chicago got the best quarterback. Do you believe that? Caleb Williams in terms of power and jet fuel. Was there ever in your career, was there something that there's a through line where you're like, all quarterbacks at some point have this, or does that not exist?
No, I don't think it exists. I think they're all so different. And again, the mental makeup is a real big part of it, obviously. And that's the hardest part to read. I mean, we can judge the skill sets, the arm, the throwing motion, all those physical traits that we all fall in love with. The hardest part is to read is the heart and the mind. And they're the two toughest things to do and probably the most critical things to do, particularly at that position.
So I think Arizona has a chance with 11 picks starting yesterday, 2 in the first, to come out the most improved team.
Yeah.
I ran into Kyler at a UFC fight. We chatted, got along great. There are some concerns, like we know he's the guy. We know it's the talent.
Yeah.
Do you think stuff is overvalued in terms of video games, putting stuff out, not practicing? I mean, when I watch him play, he looks dialed into me.
Yeah.
But are those legitimate concerns going forward for Cardinal fans?
You know, I think he's a fierce competitor. I really do. I think he's just a guy that's young and still has not played a ton of football. You think about, you know, in the offseason, he always played baseball in college. Then he goes to the pros. He had a couple good years, and he gets hurt. So now he had to sit out, and I think that time maybe it bodes well for him because now he was able to sit back and see what it takes to be a real true pro. And I think the Cardinals aced it. To have two of those first-round picks, to be able to get him a weapon like Marvin Harrison Jr., to be able to get the rusher from Missouri, who I know is a versatile player who can play inside and out. I think they aced it as well as the two other teams who had two first-round picks, Minnesota and Chicago.
Were you surprised the Bears in their history took another receiver?
I loved it because I thought there's nothing better for a young quarterback than a great player like Odunze. And to me, I'm not saying he's Larry Fitzgerald, but he has some of those traits. Great character, great leader. He's got tremendous ball skills, great in a crowd, great catching radius. I think they're all in, and he's a really good player.
So Ryan Poles missed on a couple early receivers, Velus Jones, Chase Claypool. He's had a great 6 months. The Bears have a defensive coach. My prediction was Matt Eberflus was going to pound that table and say, do you think last night, I mean, you know, you had offense, defensive coaches.
Yeah.
Do you think Eberflus was pounding the table? Because Poles is now, he's aced his O-line tackles.
Yes.
The draft, you know, Cole Kmet's been a player. DeAndre Swift they get. There's been a lot of positive moves. Do you think Chicago, do you think that 9 pick was settled on earlier, or that Eberflus may have been saying, I'm a D coach, I need to pass rush?
I would think that Coach Eberflus sort of was smart enough to know, listen, if one of these three receivers is here to pair with this quarterback, you can't go wrong. To me, again, those top three receivers, everybody had them a little different ranked, but at the end of the day, too valuable, too good of a player, too solid. He's almost a can't-miss, in my opinion.
Finally, Caleb Williams. Any concerns at all? You watched a ton of him. I always say, just go watch the Arizona game. He'll put your – because Arizona was being a good football team. anything that worries you about some of his off-script stuff?
I think the simple part of the game. I think, again, when you have guys like him that can do so many rare things physically, sometimes you take sort of for granted the ability to play calm and poised inside the system, not having to improvise so much, which can create bad habits because of your skill set. And for him, I think he's just got to play smart. He's got to play within the system. Don't hold on to the ball too long. Get rid of it and live to fight another day. But I think he is a tremendous talent, and he does some things that are very, very hard to imagine.
Now, you saw Mahomes on tape.
Yep.
You saw him. What do you make of that comp?
I think there's some similarities, especially the sort of the off-platform throws, the ability of arm talent, the freakish nature to get themselves out of trouble and still make throws down the field. Just exceptional. And I know Cliff had them both, and he thinks they're very similar.
Some people worry. Chicago's a big town. He is beautiful girlfriend, big celebrity, USC. I've argued he's the first NIL superstar. We got to give him a little bit of a pass on this. Jumps into the stands for mom, the nail polish. What do you make of all that stuff?
You know what? In those situations, particularly if I want to be the guy drafting him, don't overthink it. There's very few Caleb Williams walking this earth. So don't overthink it. And if you're going to miss, you're going to miss on the person, not the player.
Really?
You know, I think if you're going to miss, you're going to miss because the guy didn't love it enough. But that's not, to me, after talking to Cliff about him and the way Cliff said he's dialed in, the way he competes, the way he wants to be better, he's a football junkie, I don't have concerns.
Yeah. Okay, he was all riled up last night. That was so much fun to watch.
That was great.
Steve Keim, see you at dinner tonight.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.